Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
What's going on, everyone? Joe DeCamera and John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you, off and rolling on this Wednesday morning. Well, game three tonight. Tell you what, I don't have to tell you it's a must win. I don't have to tell you you're not in a great Phillies mood. I don't have to tell you most people don't want Aaron Nola to get the start. I don't have to tell you Rob Thompson's giving him the start. I don't have to tell you Nick Castellanos made ridiculous comments. But I will tell you this. We'll talk about it all. We will talk about it all. Good morning to you. Hope you're having a good day. We're going to have Nick Sirianni on the show as well. We will sprinkle in, and I mean just sprinkle in, some Eagles talk. It's a heavy Phillies day, and with you on the phone lines at 215-592-9494. Rich, Rich!
Hello, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
The parrotfish secretes a giant mucus bubble or cocoon around itself at night, and it acts as a protective barrier that hides their scent.
Well, I'm going to need one of them.
That's what I was about to say. Stole it. Can we all get one for all of us tonight to protect ourselves?
A giant, disgusting mucus bag that they just live in during the night to protect themselves.
I'll take it. I need it. Let's put it this way. I might need it tonight if the Phil's loot.
Snot cocoon.
Yeah. So, look, here's the deal, guys. There's a lot I want to hear from you on. One of which is how you feel about the Phillies. Another of which is what you think about the Phillies. You know, this is one of those ones where the brain and the heart, there's just a lot going on. And for me, here's the conflict within me. And I'm curious if this resonates with you. Because the conflict for me is I want to be energized and excited for the game. Knowing this, the Phillies are not dead. And they can win this series. They actually can. And if you notice, I'm not saying that I believe they can win the series. I actually know they can. I know they can. I know. Let me just listen to me loud and clear for a moment. I know the Phillies can win the series. I know it. And I encourage you to believe that I'm right. Because I know they can. But I also know this. The negatives circling around this team, around my brain and heavy on my heart, are massive right now. They're massive. So while I want to get, you know, sort of energized and up for this game and what it represents, which is that you're still three games away from potentially beating the Dodgers, you're still 11 games away or wins away potentially from winning the World Series, like they are, okay? It's not 2016 anymore. We don't have a shot. They got a shot. But the negatives are massive, and they are fourfold. One, how the Phillies lost game two. Top of the lineup struggles, relief pitching struggles, the bunt. Two, realizing how aggravating and deflating it is that these are recurring playoff issues. Namely, key hitters come up lame, key relievers come up lame, Rob Thompson makes monumental mistakes. Three, Castellanos' comments, kind of in its own category, It's not about like the play on the field per se. It's not really about tonight, but just how much that frickin' ticks me off, and we'll tell you about them in a moment. And then four, in our darkest hour as a fan base, the only time where the Phillies in this four-year playoff journey have been in this type of hole. In our darkest hour as a fan base within a season, within a series, that Rob Thomson has chosen the wrong starting pitcher. And he made that decision for the wrong reasons. Namely, Nola is comfortable starting. I trust him. And essentially that his past successes, according to Rob Thomson, merit that he get to start, despite the fact that this year he's got the highest ERA of anyone on the team that's still left on the roster.
It's the highest ERA of, I believe, a starting Phillies pitcher ever in the postseason.
I believe it.
I think it's one of the higher starting ERAs of any pitcher in any, but like, it's up there.
Yay! So like, I'm excited.
Right? You know what I mean, Rhea? Like, so I want to hear from you today at 215-592-9494. That's a taste of like the main things. Hit us up on how you feel, what you think about any of them or others. And I'm curious if you have this conflict like I do, where you want to lean in with the heart of believing, and I'll say it, knowing that our team can still do this, because I'm telling you guys, they can. I'm telling you they can. But they got to sharpen the freaking hell up fast. And John, I think the manager is immediately putting them in a hole just with the choice of who the starting pitcher is. And then the Castellanos comments? Are you freaking kidding me? John, talk to me.
The Castellanos thing is impossible for me to like rectify in my own mind. I can't figure out how he ever thought in a million years that was a good idea to put that out there. That's just, man, we've been supportive. We've been
very supportive.
So supportive.
Very.
In the face of your idiotic
good word.
Behavior.
Good great word.
Yep.
Perfect word.
Yep.
And this is how you're repaying that. But we're not going to get to that right now. The team, this team, feels like they deceived me. It's not just Castellanos and his stupidity. This team told us all that this year was going to be different. This year told us, they've been telling us, they've been leading us to believe that the failures of the past will add up to something greater, you know, now. Like, and that is now. That this postseason, this was the goal that everything was leading to, where you told us that, you know, this, all those years of falling short, that they gifted you with like that loser's experience, that kind where you never want to feel that way again, so you get better, period, and you sacrifice and you learn and you grow. And that's why I believed in Bryce and in Trey and Schwarber this year, because it's just, you know, they know it's time. It's finally time. You got to do it, guys. And then, what are you doing?
Yeah.
It's not this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Same as what I envisioned. It's not the same as what you promised.
Well, I wouldn't say they promised it, but I would say this. They showed promise with their play.
The vision that was expected. Yeah. You know, what good teams, what great organizations that are led by great GMs and the front offices that have the experience of World Series under their belt already.
Yeah. Look, I get it. You bought in and now you feel slapped around, and I don't blame you. Look, here's the Cassiano's comment if you don't know what we're talking about. I'm sure most of you do. What he said was the following. I think that the stadium is alive, and yes, our lights are now going on as we're in the midst of a show.
Got some light issues in the building. It's a building-wide issue, apparently. We're working on it.
They're finally coming on. The cast of comments were this. I think that the stadium, he's talking about Citizens Bank Park, I think that the stadium is alive on both sides, right? When the game is going good, it's wind at our back. But when the game is not going good, it's wind and in our face. The environment can be with us, and the environment can be against us. When everybody's going good and you're rolling, it's a pain to play here when you're an opposing team because the environment is amazing. But if you run into adversity and the tide shifts, and now we're playing more tight because we don't want to be reprimanded for something bad. James Seltzer.
Get this loser off my team. Seriously, we've said that before. Like when someone said, like, get him off my team. Like, I don't know that I have ever wanted a guy off one of my teams more than I want this guy off my team. After all that we've been through with this guy, all the dumb things that he has done and said, and the way he's acted, and the childish stuff when Rob Thomson pulls him out, and all this stuff that we've heard, and him making comments about Rob Thomson, and he can't keep it tight for 1 second when this team needs him to. Like, I can't stand Nick Cassianos. That's where I'm at with this guy.
I don't blame him.
Can't stand him. Like, to say that, to have the gall to say that when we pay our money, when we spend an entire season watching 162, 155, 140, whatever it is, we give our nights, our time, like our investment in this group, and this guy's making $20 million a year to be one of the worst players in the sport this year. And he has the gall to say that? Get the hell out of here.
And I'll say this, a lot of the boos, very justified. I mean, the Duran thing might have been the biggest boo the other day. I wasn't
so
there, but it might have been the biggest boo. That's outrageous that someone went in the Phillies for the second straight game, remember? Because they did it game one, they do it game two. It's like, hey, let's have a light show when we're down.
It's Mickey Mouse.
How did you not learn?
Devin?
How did you not learn they
were,
from that
they were justified. They were justified boos. And by the way, specific to Castellanos, he's clearly been one of the worst Phillies this year, period.
Yes.
And he's one of the highest paid.
And from what I've heard, like, He doesn't love playing here. So you know what I have to say, Nick Cassianos? Go play in Miami. Go play in an empty warehouse of a ballpark and, you know, come back to us. Let us know how you like it down there.
I hear you. I mean, he's not going to be back. And that's the good news. The bad news is we're dealing with this on a game day. That's a must win. Like, do I want to, John, I don't want to talk
just
about
don't play
this.
Him, honestly. Like, don't, if they were home at Citizens Bank Park, I would be totally fine not playing Nick Cassianos whatsoever. I appreciated Bryce Harper's comments yesterday. Yeah. I know people can say he's pandering, what have you. But saying, like, look, we're playing in enemy territory now. We're going to get booed the next two games probably, so you might as well get used to it. Like, that's a positive
way
to look at
it. And the biggest thing Bryce said is, I'd boo myself, too.
I'd boo myself.
At home. Like, if we're struggling, boo us.
Yes.
That's the heart.
The way you handle it. Whether it's genuine or not, I don't care. But that's the right thing to say.
I agree. 215-592-9494. Rigetts, Nola. No, I'm serious. You know, I mean, like, I can't believe despite all. See, here's the thing. Because the word choice to me is the right word. There's a lot of stuff that happens in a baseball season that it's not exactly a choice. I mean, it is, but it's not a classic choice. Like, you have to have instincts. Boom! You got to run immediately. Like, you have to have the instincts. You have to swing the bat. You have to, you know. But, like, when a manager has multiple days, or I would say multiple weeks, to make a decision of who to start, like, it is a choice that doesn't have to be made in a second. Do I swing now? I don't know. I'm tight. Like, it's not a, do I swing right now? It's like he has had months to figure this out. And, Rhea, I am convinced he has chosen the wrong pitcher in our darkest hour.
For what reason?
For the wrong reasons.
Correct. He's not, this is has nothing to do with that he thinks this gives him a competitive advantage. This is a guy who's a veteran, who's making a lot of money. I don't even know if this decision came from him because it doesn't make any sense. Unless you tell me if Ranger doesn't play tonight,
that's
that
right.
He's injured. If Ranger does come in and they're already down 4-0, I mean, just add it to the list.
I'm with you.
The decisions he's made, if he makes that decision and it blows up in his face and then Ranger comes in like the fourth inning and they're already down, I don't even bring him back.
So, I think it's the final nail in his coffin.
I do too.
Yeah.
By the way, James, I think he made the decision.
I do too.
I do.
Like, I'm sure.
I think he made
it. I'm sure.
Because it's on. You know why?
Absolutely.
It's on brand.
It's on brand.
Yeah.
It's on freaking brand.
This is him saying, I'm going to go down with this ship the way that I want to go down.
I agree.
He's taking us all with him, John. That's the problem.
That is the problem.
And that's not right.
I agree.
It's not right.
I agree.
I'm with all of you.
You're torpedoing this ship while going down with it.
215-592-9494. And Rhea brought up a great point. If Ranger were to not play at all tonight, then you could say afterwards, win or lose, all right, he was injured. They were playing possum. It makes sense to start Nola because Ranger was incapable of pitching with the injury. But here's the problem. Coming up next, I'm going to play some audio from yesterday in which Rob Thompson said, you're going to see Aaron Nola pitch tonight. So I don't think it's been a possum game. I think they chose the wrong pitcher for the wrong combination of reasons, and I think it is a disastrous decision in our darkest hour as a fan base. 215-592-9494. All of this on the table. Your thoughts and what Rob Thompson said yesterday. You'll hear it next on 94WIP.
FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is getting you ready for kickoff with an offer you won't want to miss. Go to FanDuel.com/JohnR, J-O-N-R, and new customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. Pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, you can bet player props, you can ride the live lines. Whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. Visit FanDuel.com/JohnR, J-O-N-R, to download the FanDuel app today and get started. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day, and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy, Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.